This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan. Ariana Grande is here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. A little sniffly.
You got a bit of a flu going on?
I have a little cold. I got here. I'm super run down, but I'm very happy to be here.
Where did you come from? Because it's kind of getting to winter here and it's damn chilly.
Yeah, it is a little cold. I'm a Floridian, so I'm kind of freezing.
All right.
I came from LA, I believe. I don't remember.
I'm not sure where I came from, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Now, did I say your name okay?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I say your name and I think it's my Kiwi accent.
Ariana.
But I sometimes Ariana. Go Ariana Grande and it sounds like sounds quite exotic.
Work.
I know. And
I love that.
It's because the New Zealand accent and the Māori people there roll their R's. So sometimes I go on the radio, Ariana Grande. And
people
are like,
nice.
That's not how you say your name.
I like that. That sounds good. Is it for me?
Yeah. Help yourself. I bought you some water. So we've got the full fat Coke there or the still water.
Thank you.
Or the Fiji water that you choose.
Thanks.
Yeah. I watched you hiding in Ellen's bushes. The other day online.
Yeah.
And you were doing the cutest little accent when you were hiding in her bushes.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who's in my bushes, all right?
Okay,
great. This is random, but do you like toast?
No.
Last minute, they were like, disguise your voice. And I was like, oh, thank you. Okay, I have to think of it a disguise right now. I had no idea what to do, but it was really fun.
What was that voice? Because I thought that was really cool.
I was just like, hello. I didn't know what to do.
It was very well done. Can you do any other voices, any other impressions of people?
I do. I do a lot of voices, but no, you can't put me on the spot.
Oh, come on. Give me some.
No, especially when I'm not feeling well. It's not even going to sound right because I'm congested.
I've been practicing the old man from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear.
Hello. I think I've soiled myself.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. Help. I can't get up.
That is pretty good, I have to say.
Where are my pants?
Break Free. What a tune. And at the beginning of the video, there's the little Star Wars critic kind of style thing that goes up there. And there's one line which just cracks me up every time. I did soil myself from intergalactic excitement when I played it the other night on the DJ floor. Was that your idea to put that in there or was that someone else's? Because that is the best line ever.
Yeah, you know, we had two options for the opening. We had a scene that we actually shot and acted out with two of my friends playing aliens. And then we had that option, which I really wanted to go with that one just so we could have the channel the Star Wars intro type thing. Because I'm a huge sci-fi fan, so I really wanted to be able to do that. The scene was cool as well because we mentioned the Han Greedo conflict.
Yeah.
So that was really cool as well, but I liked the word intro is a little better.
Now, we love your friend Jessie J.
Oh, me too. I love her too.
Bang Bang is blowing up right now right across the globe. And Jessie was in last week and she did a live session for us.
Oh, really?
And it was so amazing. I just want to play a little clip of her.
Oh, my God.
Because she's incredible.
I'm so excited.
Hello, I'm Jessie J and this is Louis on guitar. And I'm about to sing my first single from my third album, Sweet Talker. And it is called Bang Bang.
Let's go.
Hey! Been the mile. Get it, girl. Let's go.
She's so cute, I can't do it.
She got a body like an hourglass, but I can
see, this is what I woke up to the other morning. Shout, someone shredded.
She got a booty like a Cadillac, but I could send you into overdrive.
I was like, wait, hold on. We know, keep it going. I need to hear this. I was like, that chord sounds a little weird, but let me just wait for it to come in. Maybe it'll make sense. I have headphones on.
See, anybody can be bad to
I hate the world.
So someone has shredded. She tweeted that out.
I hate the world. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It cracked us up.
That is really funny. I was so confused because the chord at the beginning, I was like, oh, he's off to a strange start. Maybe, when she comes in, I'll hear it. It'll make sense.
Yeah, it freaked us out too. But that's doing the rounds online. But she's amazing.
Her face is so cute, though. I was kind of distracted because she makes those cute faces.
She's so good with the little facials, isn't she?
Yeah, she's adorable. I love her so much.
Hey, now, I spoke to Taylor Swift on Monday.
You did?
Yeah, and she was talking about you. She loves you. She's a big fan of you.
I love her too.
And she said that you're a huge fan of Harry Potter.
I am.
And the first time that you met, that you told her which Harry Potter house she should be in.
Yeah, I don't remember what house I said.
I think, do we have the clip? Can we play this?
Ariana's great. You'll have a great time with her. She's really fun. She's obsessed with Harry Potter.
Really?
She's obsessed with Harry Potter. She probably, upon meeting you, will tell you what house you would be in.
Because next I want you to tell me what house you think I would be in.
Okay. All right. I need to ask you a few questions.
Okay. I haven't seen the whole Harry Potter, series. I've only watched a couple of them.
I don't know. Can I ask you some questions?
You're far away. I'm an
first?
Open book.
Okay.
Let me put my feet up and get relaxed.
Are you courageous?
Very.
Very courageous.
Yeah.
Do you think you have a heart of gold?
I do, actually. Okay. Sometimes too much of a heart of gold.
Do you, are you like, book smart? You love to study? Are you like nerdy?
Yeah, no, school wasn't a strong point.
Okay, so you're not a Ravenclaw?
Yeah, nah.
Are you sort of like...
Is it kind of a social house where you just kind of have fun, you know, go out?
Hufflepuff?
I'm not sure. Like, just like a party kind of house.
That's kind of Hufflepuff.
Oh, really?
They're kind of chill.
Yeah.
They're very friendly.
I'm from a place in New Zealand called Raglan, which is a very kind of surf beach, chilled out, reggae music kind of thing.
Maybe that would be your vibe. I don't know, but if you have a heart of gold and you're courageous, then you'd be a Gryffindor.
Okay, so I could be in between.
But if you're cunning and you have to get your way and you're very powerful,
power-driven, then
you'd be
where?
A Slytherin.
A Slytherin?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I might be in the halfway house.
You might be halfway.
Now, you are a huge fan of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a Harry Potter quiz?
Sure, but if there are any questions from Goblet of Fire, I won't get it
no,
right.
No, there's five questions. Okay. We'll have a go. Here we go. Question number one. This is Ariana Grande with the Harry Potter quiz. After Fred's death, George was never able to perform what again?
Oh, God. I don't know. Help me.
Starts with P. Pet.
A Patronus?
Patronus.
A Patronus.
Patronus, that's apparently the answer.
Okay, I didn't know that answer. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll try a couple more. When he died, Dumbledore was how old?
Oh, like 400 and something. 450.
150? Yes, that's
100?
Two.
I said 400.
Good. Okay, you're kind
of
wrong.
Way off. You're Why way do off. I not know this?
In the Harry Potter universe, there are an estimated how many wizards living in Great Britain?
Oh,
Who would know that? Who would know the answer to that question?
These are really intense questions.
There's 3,000. Okay, one more. You'll get this one. Which Harry Potter star starred in Ed Sheeran's video for Lego House?
Oh, what's the, you know, Ron.
Ron.
Yeah.
Is it Weasley?
Ron. Let's just say Ron Weasley.
Ron Doug. Yeah. That wasn't a bad quiz.
Oh, I sucked.
Okay,
I
didn't want to say that, but you want the best. That's all right, though. That was pretty good, though. You got more than I would have got.
Well, I mean, those are intense.
Now, I love your Twitter. I love your Instagram.
Oh, thanks.
And you tweeted something the other day about your mum, I think.
Yeah.
And it said, I hope someday someone interviews me so I can frighten them with all my stories about all the autopsies I've performed.
Yeah.
My mother. What does your mum do?
Well, now, I mean, she's a CEO of a company that designs and manufactures marine communication equipment.
Wow.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Wow, that's crazy.
But, you know, when she was like 16 or 17, she used to like assist in autopsies at the morgue in New York.
Wow.
Which is crazy. She was telling me stories about how like some bodies had been dragged out of like a river and they had like maggots coming out. And like, you know, she got to like squeeze a smoker's lung over a sink one time and just black just came out.
Geez, that put you off smoking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if she's ever around, we could get her on one day and tell her.
She's amazing. She's a character. You would have a great time interviewing her.
Where is she now? Did she come on the road with you?
No, not this time. She's in Florida with my brother and my Nona.
Oh, very nice. Anything more exciting happening with your time here in the UK? Are you going to have any fun while you're here?
I'm having fun. I'm sort of tired, though. I feel so jet-lagged and so, like, sick right now, but.
Okay.
But I am enjoying being here. I got to see my fans today. That was pretty fun.
But you need a hot bath and with some coconut kind of foam in there, some candles lit, and maybe a nice, you know, yeah.
Nice nap.
Yeah, I think I'm going to fall asleep now. This is awkward. Okay. Hey, thanks for chatting.
Thank you so much.
It's been great here. Should we just have a quick little snooze?
Can I?
5 minutes. See you. Yeah, right. Hey, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, babe.